The Water Values Podcast, Session 15.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to yet another session of the Water Values Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Well, Father's Day is this upcoming Sunday, and I hope you all take time to recognize your fathers and thank them for all they do, much like you did on Mother's Day for your mother and on Memorial Day for our veterans. Well, today's a great show. Marshall Davert, the President of Government and Infrastructure for the Americas and Asia Pacific for MWH Global, joins us. Marshall describes the infrastructure needed to bring water to your home or business and then carry away the used water and then treat it. And he provides his assessment of the state of our infrastructure. He also takes us on a tour of the Americas and Asia Pacific and how countries in those regions address water infrastructure projects. This is a must-listen episode to get a handle on our infrastructure situation and learn about the models for funding infrastructure improvements around the world. Now, normally, now is the time for the disclaimer, but we're trying something new today at the suggestion of a loyal listener. Stay tuned at the end of the podcast for the disclaimer. That's right. I'm moving the disclaimer to the end of the podcast, so we'll see how that goes. With that said, let's get on with it. Open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, Marshall, thanks very much for coming on to the Water Values Podcast. Greatly appreciate your time. I know you're very busy and you have some international travels coming up. So could you real quickly tell us about your background and how you got interested in water?
Sure, and thanks, David. Thank you for having me here. I think venues like this where you can put some thought leadership out there is very important to our business, so I appreciate you taking some of the leadership that you're showing here as well. My background, I started out as an applied math guy, and but got into applied science and into engineering early in my career, and it really was a step backward to where I was headed. When I was in sixth grade, my parents took me to Hoover Dam, and I thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life. And the fact that you could take falling water and turn it into electricity and then deliver that electricity somewhere else in the country, I thought that was magic. So I was hooked on engineering and science from a very early age. I started out as a structural engineer, which I quickly found to be just a little bit tedious, and gravitated towards water resources and water resources planning and management, you know, very quickly in my career. And especially because what I found about water resources is it it ties you to growth and to economic policy and public policy. And I took great interest in how you could shape economies and shape growth through producing water. So I became a water resources planning and management, got my master's and PhD in water resources from UCLA, came to work for MWH in the 90s. Ran our California operation, became the director of strategy for the Americas, and then became the president of our Asia Pacific operation in 2008. Ran that group for 4 years. Now I'm back here in the U.S., but I run both of our Americas operation and our Asia Pacific operations in water.
Okay, and you deal a lot with infrastructure. Tell us a little bit about who MWH is and the type of projects they work on.
So MWH is a global company. We have about 8,000 people in 35 countries. So infrastructure is at the core of what we do. We specialize in water and environmental engineering. Our mission statement is building a better world, and our vision is about how do we work in infrastructure in both the natural and the built environment to produce, you know, better outcomes for people around the planet. So water infrastructure is at the core of what we do, whether it's constructing dams, hydropower facilities, treatment plants, pump stations, pipelines, water treatment plants, anything in the water cycle, how you deliver water to our clients, that's what we specialize in globally.
Okay. And there's a lot of talk about the state of infrastructure in the U.S. Let's focus on the U.S. initially. Could you enlighten us a little on what that state of infrastructure is in the U.S. and specifically to the water assets?
Sure. It's I always tell people we're a victim of our success in this country. The public is They don't realize what a miracle it is that when they flip the light switch, the power comes on every time. When they turn on the tap, the water comes out every time, and it's good to drink. They flush the toilet, and it goes away every time. And that really is a miracle. You go to most parts of the planet, and that's not the case. Even in the first world, you know, people are struggling. But the greatest problem in the U.S. at the moment is if you think about when our infrastructure was constructed. When we came out of World War II, the U.S. had about 75% of the industrial capacity of the planet and all the economic power that went behind that. And there was nothing we couldn't do. Engineering is easy. You know, tell an engineer, what do you want me to do? I can do it. Give me enough money, give me enough time, it'll be constructed. So we built, you know, a great deal of infrastructure in the U.S., in the 50s and 60s, from the dams to the diversion plants to treatment, and the cities were growing. So a lot of our infrastructure is coming up on 50 or 60 years old. And it's not so much that, you know, it was well planned, and it wasn't